Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. He's with Tatum LLC, and we're talking about the Tatum Survey of Economic Conditions, of Business Conditions, I should say, the famous Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. And Sam, we just in the previous segment, we talked a little bit about the overall condition of the economy and some of the headwinds we got out there. Let's get specific and get down into some of the issues. Order backlogs, which is what small business owners typically call, you know, sales pipeline, the sales pipeline. What's that looking like?
Well, interestingly, it's usually a pretty good indicator of near-term deliveries. It's orders have come in and are not yet delivered. Of course, this doesn't apply to retail businesses, but a lot of manufacturing and some service businesses will take in money with the expectation of future deliveries or take orders for future deliveries. And that's a great indication. So the outlook on that and the past 30 days have been relatively flat with the prior month. Not much change there, which is a relief because in the past few months it's been down, down, down. Now
right.
It's flattening out.
Well, and when you say flattening out, that the even though we don't like the flattening thing, we don't like the fact that it's flat. It's at least it's not going down, and hopefully I'm hoping that this is a trajectory that's going to keep going in the direction it's been going in up.
Up. Well, we hope so. You know, last summer, just for perspective, things were the conditions and the economy generally were going down, 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 and bottomed out in September. And went up in the fall. We could be experiencing the same sort of thing, only it started earlier this year and may bounce and start in a favorable direction earlier also this summer. But we don't know that yet.
Well, this is the most positive order backlog sales pipeline report, Sam, you've given us since January.
Yep. It's finally bottoming out looks good.
Right. So you know, hopefully, folks, I hope that's what you're seeing out there. Maybe you're getting better news. Do you, in general, in terms of sales, I know you guys don't go out more than 60 days, but Sam, just you personally, do you see the second half looking a little better than the first half?
Not necessarily, and we don't know.
Yeah.
Naturally, I hope, but there's no way right now of knowing. All we can do is hope.
So what you're saying is the economy is on a very short leash right now.
I think so. You know, normally in a normal situation, you can say, oh yeah, you have better visibility into the next few months. But when there is change, which we might be in now, it may be a bottoming out or it might not. But when there's change, it's much more difficult to predict going further out than the near term.
Right. Capital expenditure commitments. That's
yes.
Good news near term, flat news going out.
Yes. The capital expenditures, you know, we commit to capital based on decisions that are made a month or two ago, and we're making decisions to spend some money on things that help with improvements in efficiency because, after all, with rising commodity and raw material prices, the only way we can hold price to our own price levels is by improving our efficiencies. And
right.
American businesses have been doing a fantastic job of that in the past two or three years. We've learned how to make things and deliver services more efficiently, and a part of it's technological, and we're spending money to ensure that our competitiveness on cost continues.
And you know, Sam, the thing that I keep reminding my audience about is that, folks, if you survived the Great Recession, if you're still in business, even today, you know what it costs to put your product on the market. There's no question. You got it all figured out to a fine degree that you've never had before, and you're probably in your life. And Sam, that means, and this is the dividend. I keep promising people, I've got to deliver on this, Sam. I keep promising people, this is the dividend that when the economy does turn around and stops being so ragged and really becomes robust, when that happens, your business will be much more profitable, I think, than it's ever been. What do you think, Sam?
I think that's the case. But but everybody else is that way too. We've learned how to be lean and mean. And if you were to look back 5 years. Look into the past, you would never have believed that we could have gotten along with and been able to operate so efficiently as we are today.
Right.
So we've learned how to do this, and these lessons will stay with us. I would also say, however, that the consumer has learned how to live more efficiently as well.
Right. Right.
And that will last. We've become more frugal as a society.
Let's tie capital availability, credit availability, to CapEx. Sam, what's that looking like?
Well, capital availability and pricing, we'll summarize this as talking about financing conditions. In the past 30 days, it's been flat. Our financing conditions, it's interesting. You would think that because the banks are piling up cash and not making loans, that they're just being tight with the money. Actually, we believe that banks are willing to lend more than they have, but there's been very little demand, relatively speaking, during the
businesses.
Past,
and this is back to my point, Sam, about the profitability. Businesses are learning how to grow organically. They're learning how to avoid leverage if they don't have to. And again, whenever the economy turns around, I think their cash flow and their profit is just going to get better and is going to be better than they've ever seen it before. That's the dividend. I'm promising you, folks. You just got to wait on a little bit longer. Right back with Sam Norwood after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.